as part of your Austin music experience. I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. The Lone Stars are trending. This week, Digital Trends online publication Mashable published their list of the 11 up-and-coming Austin musicians to watch, calling them Lone Stars. Local music bloggers, writers, and industry professionals help determine who's hot in ATX right now. Hip-hop earned two spots with Magna Carta and Writers Against the Storm. Punks and Blaxploitation were highly praised. Telenovela got a shout-out with their brand of 60s-inspired pop. And the list also includes Israel Nash and Gina Chavez, as well as psychedelic collective Golden Dawn Orchestra. Well, since we're in mid-ish October, what better time to start talking about Black Friday? The post-Thanksgiving shopping extravaganza will have special meaning to music enthusiasts in the form of exclusive Record Store Day releases. On November 28th, fans can get their hands on limited edition content, like reissues from Elvis, Waylon, Jimi Hendrix, and Neil Young. And of course, there's plenty of new stuff from Jenny Lewis, St. Vincent, Jay Maskus, Outkast, and more. The full list is on the Record Store Day website. And there's certainly no shortage of great records out this year, but no artist's album was certified platinum in 2014. With only a little time remaining in the year, it looks like no artist is even remotely close to selling a million albums. Beyoncé and Lorde did all right. They each sold around 80,000 copies of their albums. And one record did sell 3 million, but it's considered a different category. It's a soundtrack to the Disney animated film, Frozen.
Do you wanna build a snowman?
That's your sound check. I'm Tyler
Come
Pratt.
Come on, let's go and play.